The group of community members and public officials who have been meeting for 7 years to push for criminal justice reform in Spokane County met for what is likely the last time Wednesday. During that meeting, many members expressed frustration, saying they're concerned the new group will not focus on racial equity and have less community input. The county commissioners voted to dissolve the Spokane Regional Justice Council and form a new, smaller group during their June 29th meeting. In their final meeting, many members, including Mary Lou Johnson, said they were disappointed.
This is a giant step backward in collaboration, and it again centers power with law enforcement and prosecution. The taxpayers of this county know that public safety absorbs about 70% of the county's budget. Yet it appears to me the commissioners do not appear interested in inclusive, authentic collaboration on these issues.
Johnson was the vice chair of one of the now dissolved subcommittees. She said she's also one of the people that is concerned about the transparency of the commissioner's vote. The resolution didn't appear on the consent agenda posted for that day. Spokane County Commissioner Mary Cuny, who attended the last meeting Wednesday, said the smaller group allows the body to focus on giving recommendations to county commissioners.
I think, you know, looking at what the different thoughts were out there, I felt that this was, I'm going to say from my perspective, a compromise to, you know, ensure that we have the people on the Law and Justice Council who are our subject matter experts, you know, that we'll be able to then provide that feedback.
The new Law and Justice Council will have 16 members. It will include 3 community members, the county prosecutor, and a public defender, and staff from the jail, courts, police, and sheriff's office. That group will be advised by a 5-member racial equity committee, whose members will be chosen by the larger group and by the county commissioners. Criminal justice reform recommendations from both bodies will have to go through a legislative policy committee before being considered by the county commissioners. That legislative policy committee will include a county commissioner, the mayors of Spokane and Spokane Valley, the sheriff, and the county prosecutor. The original request to shrink the Law and Justice Committee came from a panel of criminal justice experts, a retired judge, defense attorney, and former U.S. attorney, who studied Spokane County's criminal justice system and developed 2 sets of recommendations 7 years apart. The most recent set of recommendations urged the commissioners to consider a smaller work group, calling the current council unwieldy. Spokane County Sheriff Ozzie Knezovich argued the community members and racial justice advocates who were on the dissolved council but will likely not be on the new council squandered their opportunity by focusing on obstructing a new jail. He argued he has been working to address racial disparities in the jail population, but other committee members stonewalled those due to disagreements on details of those proposals.
We take this all serious. Racial inequities shouldn't happen. They need to be addressed. But the thing is we do not live in utopia. And until we live in utopia, I can't guarantee that somebody's demographic isn't going to be represented higher than their percentile of the population. Until we deal with the issues of housing, of jobs, of education, of opportunity, you don't get there.
Spokane City Council President Brian Beggs said he had concerns about the dissolution of the original Justice Council, saying they had accomplished some reforms and successful programs.
There was never any indication to me that having 26 people made it unwieldy. We always got through on time. There was never a lack of ability to speak. But we did not have a consensus on how to move forward on some of these thornier issues, which are thorny everywhere. My own belief is that if you have everyone at the table, you can come to a community solution.
During that meeting Wednesday, Commissioner Mary Cuny said the Board of County Commissioners would work with the Office of Law and Justice to set up the new advisory group. I'm Rebecca White, reporting.